Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Lord, it's all about me. It's all about me, Lord.
Be Holy.
We want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. And as you can tell, I'm having a splendid day, a splendid morning. This is a wonderful way to open up the day talking about what God has to say to His people. Yeah, you know, we're going to talk today. You know, this me thing. You know, we got to work on our me's. That's what we have to do. We have to work on the me. And so, along with everything being about me, I need to work on me. Isn't that the truth? We just need to work on me. We need to, not us, we need to work on me. Meaning, you work on you, I work on me, and we got work to do. We got work to do. We sit around and spend all our time trying to work on sinners, but really we should be working on ourselves, right? And then the sinner will work on himself. Because God's not walking around trying to control everybody. That's the misconception. They think God is walking around trying to make you under His thumb and put you under His thumb and keeping His foot on your neck to keep you in place and all that kind of stuff. That's where He know where you are beneath Him. He don't have to do that. He knows we're beneath Him. He knows we're nothing. We're just a blink, not even a blink of an eye. You know, we're here today, gone today. We are. And so, we need to work on us. So how do you work on you? Well, I could tell you, I go through different verses and say, do this, do that, do this, do that. But that's not necessarily what God says. You know, God might tell you to do A, D, and E first. And I might tell you to do B, C, and E first. But only what God says matters. So if you want to work on you, it's best that you go to God so that you can work on you. He will tell you what's wrong with you. See, I might lie to you so that I don't hurt your feelings. See, I might lie to you so that you don't feel bad, you know, but, you know, God won't lie to you. Put me in the corner. I probably will lie to you. Yeah, I will. You mean to tell me a preacher lied? Every last one of them. Every last, I don't care who they are. You put them in a corner, they'll lie. But you know, God won't lie. God won't lie. Mm-mm. God won't lie. So you can't come to me on how to fix you, because in order to save your feelings, or I might say, I don't think they can handle this right now, so I'm just not going to say too much of anything. And you want specifics to get taken care of and start working on you, but I can't give it to you because I know I would hurt your feelings and that would crush you even more. And that would be reverse help, right? But God, he can give it to you in a way that you can eat it. See, I might miss discern on how you are going to eat a certain thing that I'm going to say. I might miss that. You know, I might mess that up. But God won't mess that up. He knows what you need and how you need it. He will supply all your needs, especially when you need to fix yourself. He will know how to show you what to do and where to start and what part is His job and what part is your job in fixing you, right? So maybe we should work on fixing us or fixing me, because it's all about me, right? So today we are going to go over to Psalm 35:1. Psalm 35 and one. let's see. Let's just see how it starts. Verse number one. Oh Lord, oppose those who oppose me. It's all about me. Now remember, this whole section is talking about Jesus and his prayer. Because he was the example of what we're supposed to do. Like when he would say Father, that's telling us we're supposed to say Father. Not that he actually has a father like that, but his Father is his beginning. You see, so our beginning is the same Father. You get it? So when he says Father, he's showing us as an example. Not that there's some type of, you know, getting into that Trinity talk and oneness and all that. We're not even dealing with that. It says here, O Lord, oppose those who oppose me. That's his prayer. Fight those who fight against me. That's his prayer. But see, we have that same thing. We have that same thing. Lord, oppose those who oppose me. And if you're not moving fast enough, Lord, I'm going to oppose them that oppose me. You get what I'm saying? We want to fight those who fight against me. And if the Lord's not fighting fast enough, then we're going to go fighting. Well, you ask the Lord, let him do it. Don't pray to the Lord for one thing, and because he's not moving fast enough, then you go do it. You don't know what's holding up the angel who's answering your prayer. The Lord might have already answered your prayer and told the angel what to do, or the angel knew what to do or whatever. And what's holding him up, or what he's fighting against, or maybe he is fighting against something, and you're praying the will of God for the angel to be helped. Well, fine. But don't jump up there because you feel like your prayers aren't answered fast enough, and then you jump up there and do it. That's not what you're doing. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. You know, you're wanting God to do all these things, but the key is waiting for him to do those things. A lot of times he'll show you what to do in lieu of those things. Like you might say, put on your armor and take up your shield and prepare for battle and come to my aid, Lord. You know, I need you to come to my aid. And so him coming to your aid might be him telling you, okay, this is what you do. This, that, and a third. Don't do anything else but this, that, and a third. And so if you get in there and you're doing this, that, a third, and something else, now you've gone out of the sequence. He told you what to do. He said, do this, that, and a third. Now, that could be how God does it. Or maybe he'll come down from heaven and do something, or show up as a person and do something to help you. I don't know. I never put any reins on God. I don't put any limits on God on how he does things. But it says here, prepare for battle and come to my aid. That's what you're wanting God to do, is to come to your aid. And that's what Jesus is. These words here are things that Jesus actually prayed. And so if you don't know that, that's fine. You know, this is before he was actually physically on earth, but he was spiritually on earth. And it was given to the prophets for them to write down the things that he would say. Verse number three, lift up your spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Pick up your spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Let me hear you say, I will give you victory. I guess that might be all that we want to hear. I will give you victory. I want to hear you say it, Lord. I will give you victory. So when you're in prayer and there's, you know, maybe if you're praying for somebody sick or who is sick, or a certain situation that's going on in your community or in your neighborhood or in your house, you know, in your family, ultimately what you want to hear is, I will give you victory. And you're trying to get God to say that. As long as he says it, it will be done. I will give you victory. That's what we want to hear. Lord, that's what we want to hear. We know that you do things for people. We know that you answer prayers. But if we can get you to say, I will give you victory, if you would just say that about my situation, Lord, I will give you victory, I'll feel much better, because I know that you said it, and what you said will happen. Because you don't lie like Leonardo and everybody else. You don't lie like human beings. If I can get the Lord to say, I will give you victory. If I hear the Lord say, I will give you victory, that's all I need to hear. Here's another one about the me. Verse number 4. Bring shame and disgrace on those trying to kill me. This is what God says. You know, this is what. Think about that. Bring shame and disgrace on those trying to kill me. So they were trying to kill Jesus. Right. But in our life, it's the same thing. We feel that people are trying to kill us all the time. They're trying to take the job away. They're trying to keep us from making more money. They're trying to keep us from being better people. They're trying to keep us from raising the children. They're trying to keep us from doing good for people. They're trying to keep us from doing that kind of thing. But that verse gets me real good. Verse number 3 at the end where it talks about, I want you to say, you know, I just want to hear you say, I will give you victory. That is key. Verse number 4 again, bring shame and disgrace on those trying to kill me. Turn them back and humiliate those who want to harm me. That's how we feel. So we totally understand what Jesus was saying. Yeah. Bring shame and disgrace on those trying to kill me. Turn them back and humiliate those who want to harm me. Verse number 5. Blow them away like chaff in the wind. I know people. Don't you know people that you would really want that to happen? You want the Lord to just blow them away like chaff in the wind. You don't want to hear from them anymore. But that's not the right thing. You know, God had to have patience with you, and you have to have patience with everybody else. Just like I got to have patience. You know, and most times I don't have patience. I just don't. I just get tired. I'm getting older, and it's just harder a lot of times to deal with things. Because it's just like you've seen it before, and so you just want it to be over. Verse number 5, blow them away like chaff in the wind. A wind sent by the angel of the Lord. You want them gone. Woo, Jesus wanted these people gone. Can you understand what I'm reading to you? He wanted the same wonderful Jesus. He was getting tired of them too. Verse number 6, make their path dark and slippery. With the angel of the Lord pursuing them. So if somebody's chasing you and your path is dark and slippery, anything can happen to you. And that's what he was praying. And I understand that that's what we pray sometimes. But we really got to think twice when we say things like this, because we're not the Lord and we're trying to be saved. That's all we're trying to do.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.